This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not for nothing, but there is a distinct what's in it for me moment to be had here coming out of this morning's jobs report. Mitchell was telling us about wages being on the rise a couple of seconds ago. Anna and Kate were talking about how low the unemployment rate is and how strong labor is. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has a seize-the-day message for you.
The phrase tight labor market, let me translate that for you. This could be your moment. Comb your hair, shoulders back, and march right into the boss's office or dust off the old resume.
The problem is that workers aren't really used to doing that.
Sylvia Allegretto is a labor economist at UC Berkeley. She says thanks to the long-term decline in labor unions and the lingering effect of the financial crisis, workers are in unfamiliar territory here.
It's hard for workers to understand that maybe they have a little bit of power.
Your first step might be to ask your current company for more money. But workers should be looking, says Harry Holzer at Georgetown University, aggressively and extensively.
The best way to get raises is if you're able to move in the labor market, to sort of voluntarily leave your job.
That cliche about how it's easiest to find a job when you already have one, it's true. Holzer says changing jobs can be especially lucrative for younger workers.
It's early in people's careers where they often get the biggest jumps in salary. It's often a good time for young people to look around, look outside of their own job.
And just how big a difference can it make to change jobs? Susan Lamott runs the HR consulting firm Exaquio.
Right now, employers know that when they hire someone from the outside, they're probably going to pay about a 20% premium to hire that worker away from one employer to come to their organization to do the same job.
Meanwhile, workers who stayed in their jobs last year averaged merit increases of only 2.8%, according to Mercer, an HR consultant. Lamott says if you like your current job, you can try being transparent with your employer before you start looking for a new gig and see if they'll be proactive. Otherwise, practice those interview skills and see what you might be worth elsewhere. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.